entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 633 in our original It's Your Business series. We're still not at the 6,000 that David Letterman is, but he's quitting. I'm staying. On Friday, our show
You're
provides...
You trying to beat him or what?
Oh, it would take... don't know if I can live
6,000, Bill.
That would take a lot. That would
take a lot.
But we'll just put you to work more often.
Okay.
Our Friday show provides a potpourri of topics, and that's the case today. Second hour, Tom Walsh with his fitness guru for the Great Life program will visit as a part of the show. We'll have two other of our Wednesday golf group, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, specialty orthopedics, and Adam Scott, golf addiction, headed to the Masters in just 48 hours. We'll be talking after Mr. Walsh and his fitness guru comes in, some guy named Ovington, and it's not the guy that you see on KDLT. Our commodity voice, Scott Verilick, Koima Kamig, looks at the breaking farm commodity news. This hour, when can you retire? Mary Howard has some answers you need to hear, but you probably won't like. Jerry Berg from Intec, the change of weather has them quite busy as South Dakota's biggest restoration service. We'll give you the Intec update. Chris Larson from Comfort King, responding to the documentation out this week that shows if you don't get a good night's sleep, it might cut 5 years off your life. But we start the 2 hours wanting to make sure that Jody is here for the next 5 years, however many years it is, with the Sioux Falls Business Journal. She has the rest of the story, and I've had to tell this story about three times this week. Let's see if I'm a reporter.
Okay, go for it, Bill.
All right. Monday, the changing face of country clubs. Once a place you went with coat and tie, now you don't play the four-hour rounds for business. You get two-for-one burgers. And if you listen to Tom Walsh and others, they may have just a few years to make a transition. Or, like service clubs, could be in trouble.
Right, unless they reinvent themselves and continue to improve their facilities, Bill.
For both the service clubs and the country clubs.
Exactly. Private clubs in general, and of course service clubs are not necessarily private. But you're right, they do encounter some similar challenges with changing demographics and changing lifestyles. And as we say so many times in Sioux Falls, we have a good story to tell locally. We are countering some national trends with our two clubs. Both of them are in good financial condition by all accounts. They are making improvements to their facilities. And in some cases, they're really filling up and they're attracting younger members, which is the goal of private clubs nationwide. And not all of them are meeting those. We see a number of private clubs in the last several years that have closed. Some of that's due to the recession, a decrease in discretionary spending, but there are other forces there too, and you touched on some of them. You know, companies don't necessarily view a country club membership the same way. Even going back to the 1980s, there was a change in the IRS regulations that did not allow you to deduct a country club membership any longer. So that was sort of the start of it, where people started pulling back. And then you add to that the fact that people are busy. You have a lot more working mothers. And nationwide, you just have a diversifying nation and a population that might not see value in something like a country club. So all of those factors are out there. Now here locally, we announced in the cover story that Westward Ho is going to be investing about $12 million over the next few years in various improvements, not just to the golf course, but a brand new clubhouse that will include a fitness center. That's a growing trend, and improvements to the pool. And they're doing this without a special assessment to the membership, which I'm told is basically unheard of nationwide, and certainly a symbol that they believe that they're in solid financial condition. Minnehaha Country Club also has made improvements. They've redone their pool area, made a lot of golf course improvements in conjunction with the city's levee project in recent years, and they're actually at capacity for golf membership. So that is certainly a good story to tell. Now, where we lead into the Great Life concept and all of this, and I asked Tom Walsh, who has a favorable opinion of both our country clubs, when he was in town recently, I said, so what does this mean, your Great Life concept? What does that do to the country clubs? And his position on that is that it strengthens them. by creating more golfers. We know that the game of golf is decreasing. The number of rounds have decreased nationwide. A number of golf courses have closed. And he thinks that by introducing more people to the game of golf, making it more accessible, less expensive, you potentially are creating that next generation of country club members. So we shall see. But that's how it all seems to fit together now.
It is an interesting scenario, and it's like, why Sioux Falls? My question is, why not Sioux Falls to help reinvent some things?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really exciting to think about creating a whole new business model for something. You know, they have joined forces, I learned recently, with the Great Life organization that started in Kansas. So, and I'm guessing Tom would talk further about this, but I didn't realize if I'm a Great Life member in Sioux Falls and I happen to be in Kansas on business or travel, leisure, whatever, and decide I want to play golf, I can do that with my Great Life membership. Now, imagine if this thing grows the way they think it can nationwide. It could be that wherever you might be traveling, if you're a golfer or if you want to find a fitness center, you go out and you look at that Great Life network and you're able to find a place to work out or to play golf. So the potential for this thing is enormous. It will be exciting to see what materializes with it.
The other thing I saw in the story was the fact that they were going to add a simulator, which has become synonymous now with Great Life, with Adam Scott, golf addiction, and the fact that I now saw the word simulator with a country club. That was out there on an oh, wow.
Yeah, they're going to add a simulator as part of the Willow Run improvements. And, you know, it is interesting. I think part of this, first of all, is trying to make the experience year-round, you know, give people a reason to come to the country club, the private club, year-round when they can't be out playing golf. But also, I thought it was so interesting with Great Life, the app that they developed, where you could actually play courses, you know, through your phone, on your phone, as a simulator. So you can play Willow Run through this app. So imagine if the next step then is some third-party provider who comes in and say, okay, well, maybe you can play Westward Ho on your phone. All of a sudden, you've got this greater connection to the course or to the club through the electronics, and we know that's where it's at today. The statistics are almost scary about how often people use their phones, how often they look at them. I don't know if that's going to decrease anytime soon, so they're probably in a good little growth area there.
We got Jesse in the wings. We got to check on other breaking news this morning.
Well, real quick, I told you we're just going to tie this all together for you. We announced this morning that Wood Lake Athletic Club, which is the world headquarters for Great Life, is going to move forward with a 20,000 square foot expansion. So that's a pretty good sized project. And that's going to include some pretty significant improvements to the swimming pool there. If you've visited lately, it's an aging facility. It could certainly use some upgrades, so they're going to do that. And then they're going to relocate the main entrance to the east side of the building. They're going to upgrade some office areas and childcare and guest services, make it more accessible. And then they're also going to be adding a little food and beverage area, which I'm told Woodlake used to have. So their plan is to get a beer and wine license and create on the second level, kind of overlooking where the tennis is at Woodlake, something similar to a food service and bar area that you would see at a golf course clubhouse. So it's all tied together, Bill. Plan is to start the work out there this summer and hopefully get the thing enclosed by winter. But I don't even want to think that far ahead right now.
No,
I don't want to melt this snow and be done with it for a while, right?
50, 60, 70. Uh-huh. Sound pretty good. Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal, back with another cover story Monday.
That sounds good. Thanks, Bill.
You bet. Jesse Schmidt, South Dakota Better Business Bureau. Last week, she was on the road. She was out in a place called Rapid City. She was one of the great faces and great places last week. Reaction you got?
Oh, that's a big stretch.
Well, sometimes you can do that on radio.
Right, exactly.
All right. What kind of reaction did you get at the show you were at as far as business and questions that they have?
Yeah, well, thank you for asking that. It was a great show, just as trade shows go for the Better Business Bureau around this area. We talk about accredited businesses, just as we did on your show a few weeks ago, and we do the same thing out there, and people want to know, who are the trusted folks in business? Who are the businesses that we want to lift up because they do it right and they're committed to doing it right every single day? So we were thrilled. They have about 7,000 people that make their way through that show, and we were able to touch a lot of them. So that was a great use of our time out there. And besides, it's beautiful out there, but I was so disappointed because the weather was not one bit better, like I told you.
Sorry, you dialed in the wrong time.
Oh, my gosh. Of all the times, you know, you look at the weather and it's always nice and rapid. No, not this time.
So, all right. This is the time where we have to identify the scams.
Yes.
What do you got?
Exactly. Well, you know, all of us are so anxious to hear any word on the Malaysian airline crash, and that there is a scam going around, mostly on Facebook, but it catches your attention. Where there's a video link saying that the plane has been found in the Bermuda Triangle. Now, we have been told it's been found in a lot of places, but never the Bermuda Triangle. But it says that people are alive and click on this link, and then you need to update your video player, which happens oftentimes when you click a video link. But what this is malware. And so, like all scams, it has a lot of variations, but they want you to click on this. It will download malware software that will, again, steal all your pertinent information. I have seen this on my own Facebook feed of friends of mine that have done it. And it doesn't mean that they have actually clicked on it, but maybe it means that somebody hacked their Facebook page, which is not that uncommon. So, again, don't be tempted by something that seems so intriguing. Don't take the bait. We call these clickbait scams. So stay away from the really sensational headlines out there. Hover over a link to see if it's really taking you to where you think it's going. You know, if it says it's going to take you to Microsoft Windows Media Player, just see if you're hovering over that link, if it's really taking it there. And don't necessarily trust your friends online. You know, again, it might not really be them. So, and then also Facebook and Twitter, they want you to report those scams to them because they'll pull those down just as soon as they find them. But we know these scams reinvent themselves, and certainly as it relates to tragedies, they're just ripe for the taking.
Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau. We know most of our businesses are number one. They're good people, but when they're not, they need to.
Right. People need to give us a call at 271-2066. And our network, somebody in our network will answer that. Or you can always go online to BBB.org.
Jesse Schmidt, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
Just ahead, a good night's sleep. Now there's a report that says a good night's sleep may give you 5 more years to live. Or if it's not a good night's sleep, cost you 5 years. Chris Larson, Comfort King, weighs in when It's Your Business continues. You know, I really have the best job in radio. I avoid the political bantering, just talk business, common sense, horse sense, and just help those that are listening. And it's been about a year since Mr. Jerry Berg, Intech, sat down and had lunch with me. And I know about Intech, but really hadn't studied it, hadn't been through the building, hadn't seriously gone online or met his family and well-trained staff. My son even tells me how quick they were to respond to him twice. So, with that set up, are you ready to talk today?
I am.
Does that kind of fit you?
It does. Thank you.
You know, you've had a lot of fires in the news, lots of unusual weather. It's not March Madness or April Fools, but it feels like we should be preparing for another weird spring and summer.
Well, according to a couple guys I know at the Weather Bureau, I mean, once the cycle starts, obviously it's either dry or wet, and they're looking towards a wet year, certainly a wet spring. So the cycle would be lots of rain, and that brings the water table up, which starts the sump pumps running, which, a gutter's not on the house, runs down the side, and then, you know, makes its way through the wall or around the foundation, the footing, and into the basement. I mean, there's any number of things. Another one is people coming home from a winter away, and they maybe turned their water off, but they didn't drain their pipes, so there's still enough water in there that as it froze and expanded close to the wall, broke the copper, broke the pipe, the water line, and now they come in and turn it on. So now there's pressure, more than just the quart that dripped away and, you know, didn't leave much of a mess. And so now there's pressure, and they're not paying attention immediately. And so an hour, 2 hours later, as they're unloading their car, you know, getting their house back in order, they discover that the basement is now full of water and they didn't hear it. Anyway, that happens quite a bit. So there's any number of things that a person needs to be weary or aware of. And my favorite one is just making sure you have that second sump pump available when the first one doesn't work, because you're not always going to have the availability of a box store, you know, or Ace or someplace to go get another pump. So in my opinion, having two or, you know, depending on how many sumps you have, but have as many sump pumps available to put into the hole as you have in the hole. So,
well, I will tell you this, that it's the time of year where people need to have your phone number right in front of them, because you don't know what to expect and when to expect it.
You don't. And my phone number is 334-9716. It's answered 24 hours by one of my employees. So, and we'll get there just as quick as we can, usually within an hour, middle of the night, not more than an hour and a half, and we'll get the process started.
Most asked question you're getting right now.
What's my phone number? 334-9716. No.
Second most asked question.
Well, just what to do. I mean, you get a lot of, my carpet is wet. Should I have you come out? I mean, and it's just a corner or something like that. Oftentimes, you can pull the carpet back. You don't have to remove the pad. You just put a fan on it, let it dry over the course of the next couple days. Have an installer come back or rent, your, you know, go find yourself a knee kicker and put it back in. So you don't always have to call somebody to come take care of it. But it just oftentimes just wet carpet in the basement, what to do. So it just depends on, you know, how wet it is and how much damage you have and when you discovered it and when it happened. I mean, there's several variables that go along with what we can do to help you. So
Jerry Berg is in tech. Been in tech for how long?
Since 1984.
30 years.
30 years.
My math is okay.
Dead on.
I've been with you at Function Skyforce, Chamber, golf courses. People always come up to you. Many times they thank you for something you did years ago. You've never met them, and immediately you tell them about your
employees. I'd be nothing without my employees.
And they're ringing you right now to let you know.
Yeah.
Get busy.
Yeah. Somebody calling with a question. You're only as good as your weakest link, and so it has everything to do with my employees, so.
I can't forget the banker that came up to you at a chamber function and said 4 years ago that you took good care of him. And, well, how'd you remember that? And the answer was very simple. It was the ones that didn't do a good job.
Oh, they.
You like to forget, but the ones that do a good job.
You remember all the time. So, I mean, and they're always right on the top of, you know, your conversation and, again, I mean, a bad reputation goes a long ways. A good reputation, it takes a long time to make it happen. And certainly there's people out there that would disagree with me, but we try very hard to make everybody happy. So,
Jerry Berg, Intect, the largest of the restoration services in South Dakota. And with AMFM, the World Wide Web, people listen to us all over the place. You go a lot of places. A couple of the places you went last year that were a little ways from Sioux Falls.
Oh boy, we were in Pierre, Huron, Assiniboine. We've been over in Worthington, Okoboji, Vermilion quite a bit. We were down in just south of Vermilion in Nebraska for a big project. So we get a lot of places.
He's Jerry Berg. His staff is ready, even if it's Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, a wedding the next day. You guys have a job to do, and you take care of people.
We do. Christmas Eve, it was my son and I that went out on a water job and worked until the wee hours of the morning, and so we'll get it done for you.
Well, keep him in mind. Write that phone number down. Most asked question he gets is his phone number. I can't imagine that.
334-9716 or 1-800-456-5004.
So where are you headed today?
I got all kinds of stuff to take care of, so.
More fires, more water,
there's
more
been,
what?
There's been a lot of fires. I mean, and normally a person doesn't hear about them. Could be a small electrical fire. Could be and not so much anymore, but overheating with a space heater, just a variety of things. So we've had a lot of those.
And having had the 101 course on Intech, I know that you can take care of clothing, things that are in the house, even though there maybe it was only a smoke damage.
Correct. We have equipment now to take care of all the soft goods, and it's all folded or hung, however we get it. I mean, if it came off your hangers, we'll put it back that way, pressed and ready to go. Or, you know, just wash and fold and ready to go. So with no odor, no discoloration. If we find something that can't be cleaned and we've already cleaned it, we don't charge for that. We just, you can have it back or we'll donate it to Goodwill. There's just a whole variety of things that go into running the soft goods department. So,
Todd called from your place. He said, get off the radio, get to work. You got things to do.
Yeah, I think that's who it was.
Thank Jerry you. Berg from Intech. When we come back, we'll talk about retirement, all a part of It's Your Business, following Fox. Today, we welcome to the show Mary Howard, financial advisor, Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company. Mary has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry, and she's with us to talk about understanding the key risk in retirement. Mary, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
You've worked for years and years. Your kids are grown. You probably started looking forward to the life of leisure you always promised yourself. Shouldn't retirement be the time you finally get to relax and not have to worry about the future?
Bill, it certainly should be a time to relax and finally enjoy some of the benefits of all the planning and saving you've hopefully done along the way. But that doesn't mean you can simply turn off the facts of life. I think it's important to look at retirement as the beginning of a new phase in life, not just the end. It took a lifetime of hard work and dedication to your family, your job, and yourself. But like the earlier phases of your life, you still have to face reality.
Now, looking at our economy, that reality can seem rather daunting. Risks today seem to be much larger than they were in the past.
The risks themselves are actually very similar to what you've faced for years. The difference is their impact can now have a greater effect on you, and your opportunity to adjust them may be smaller.
Many coming retirees will pay for their retirement is quite different than when they began their careers. You see, the switch seems to be, Mary, from the days of the pensions and the Social Security paying for the retirement is all but over. Now you're expected to do your own saving, your own investing. Hasn't this added an additional layer of risk?
It has somewhat, Bill. The risk of your savings disappearing was there before as well. But the move from pensions to IRAs has certainly shifted the pressure of saving to the individual. And after watching their IRAs shrink so far over the last few years, many people are understandably feeling more at risk.
Mary, I'm interested. What do you consider the biggest risks?
The two biggest ones that most people will face are investment risk and inflation risk.
All right, let's start with investment risk. Is that similar to the market volatility that brought about the so-called lost decade for many people and their portfolios?
That is part of it, Bill. The people who lost the most during the market's fall were those whose asset allocation was most heavily weighted towards stocks. If you remain too heavily invested in stocks during retirement, you run the risk of being too aggressive and facing excessive market volatility. Every time the market jumps up or down, your portfolio will do the same. On the other hand, if you're too heavily weighted toward bonds or cash, you may risk prematurely running out of money because your portfolio won't earn enough return during your retirement. For example, those whose asset allocations were weighted toward bonds and cash might have lost less during the recent recession, but they also probably gained less in advance of it. So, Bill, this is really a double-edged sword, and I would say it's too important not to speak to a financial advisor to plan for it.
Whoa, a minute. Now, you're saying inflation does bring risk?
Inflation is sneaky. You may not realize it's happening over the short term, But over the long term, it can wreck a retirement strategy by eroding the value of assets set aside to meet everyday expenses. Inflation has historically averaged about 3% annually. That doesn't seem like much, but it can have a dramatic impact on the purchasing power of your income over the course of your retirement. Just consider, Bill, the changes in the cost of gas, milk, or bread over the past 25 years. You and your financial advisor need to invest in a way that provides an increasing level of income, or you need to adjust your retirement goals over time.
What about one of the biggest hot-button issues in this election year? Healthcare.
That and elder care are significant expenditures that show no signs of decreasing. We're living longer, and it's becoming more expensive to do so. Traditional solutions such as Medicare and Medicaid are helpful, but they aren't always enough to meet someone's needs. Meanwhile, inflation on healthcare and prescription drug costs continue to far exceed the average 3% inflation rate. This is where strategies such as private insurance coverage and appropriate saving strategies do come into play.
I noticed that you noted living longer. Doesn't that really increase risks across the board?
Oh, it does, Bill. Advances in medicine and technology have helped us all to live longer. However, many people underestimate how long their life will really be, making them more likely to outlive their assets. Lifetime income strategies, insured solutions, and sound asset allocation approach are ways to protect against this risk.
Anything else we should be considering?
Well, we've really discussed the most common risks people may face, but there are many less common risks than you should consider as well. Legislative or tax code changes are important considerations. Changes in family status. More people are getting divorced in retirement. Might you get remarried if your spouse passes away? With the recession, we've also seen more people at all ages now having to care for children, grandchildren, parents, and other family members. So you could face an unexpected demand like that. It's important, very important, to speak to your financial advisor about all these potential issues and risks. Ultimately, understanding what might stand in your way and then taking the steps to address it will be critical to the long-term success of your retirement plan. There are many professional resources out there that can help, and our office is backed by our team locally as well as a team of highly credentialed specialists who can work with us to work with you to ensure your planning is appropriate for your current situation and your goals.
Looking at the calendar, do you have an event or two that we should talk about?
We do. May 20th, we have got a gentleman from Virginia coming in. His name is Tim Anderson. He's the chief fixed income officer of Riverfront Investment Group, and he is going to share with us and our guests at this event on current markets and information on fixed income ideas. He's got a lot of wisdom and insights, and he is going to be sharing with us strategies for fixed income in this interest rate or rising interest rate market. So check out our website, www.howardgroupofbaird. We will have event information on there on this. Call us or send us an email off of our website if you would like some additional information or if you would like to join us.
Mary Howard, financial advisor with the Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC. Feel free to contact Mary at 605-275-2310 if you have additional questions for her on our topic, or visit the website, howardgroupofbaird.com. Chris Larson, Comfort King, is with us this morning from The Factory. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
I have to tell you, it was Wednesday morning. I'm laying comfortably. It was after a good night's sleep, my Comfort King bed. Zero gravity was set. You'd have been proud of the way I'd set it up. The controls set for my side of the bed. And when I hear a story, early morning television and then radio, it grabs my attention. It made me kind of smile. A bad night's sleep could age your brain by 5 years. Poor quality slumber causes loss of memory and concentration.
Yeah, and it's, we continue to see more and more studies coming out about the importance of sleep, and you know that we all still need it even as we age. You know, and as we age, it can get harder to sleep. You know, our customers, typically people over 40 are going to start to experience more problems getting a good quality 8 hours of sleep. But the thing is, you need as much sleep when you're 80 years old as you did when you're 20 years old. It's just harder to get. So, and there's a lot of things that go into it to getting a good night's sleep, including, you know, what you eat and exercise and all that. But the mattress is what we deal with, and that's really our whole function in life, really, is to help people sleep better. And whether that's getting a new mattress or adjusting the Comfort King mattress they bought from us 10 years ago, you know, those are kind of services you won't get anywhere else. And plus, we can custom design a bed to fit your body, not just some mass-produced, you know, rectangle that was mass-produced somewhere for the masses. And we work with people, their individual needs. And the great thing is, that sounds expensive, but in reality, because we're a factory direct, you know, we're not putting that middleman markup on our bed. So we're going to save you money. You don't pay more for a Comfort King. You're actually going to pay less if you compare apples to apples.
It's been interesting in this show that when I'm about ready to do the testimonial, I have somebody across from me like you are this morning, and they profess to being a disciple of Comfort King. The number of people in the show that have actually done that and told stories that were similar to mine, it's been eerie, the number of people that are. So you guys have been around for a long time doing good business.
Yeah, we've been doing it for almost 20 years here in Sioux Falls. And the one thing I really enjoy, I love seeing our business, you know, grow. But making happy customers is really what we're about. That's what we want. We want people to be enthused and excited about buying a mattress from us. We hate when we see this, but we see it from a lot of other mass-produced brands out there, where we're getting people in who bought a bed 2 or 3 years ago, and they're already really disappointed in their, you know, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, whatever. And that's kind of by design, unfortunately. The industry, by design, is building beds to break down sooner. And they're doing it by using lower grades of foam, and it's just a choice they make. And unfortunately, you know, they still tell people that, oh, you got a 10-year warranty or 20-year warranty. But in reality, the beds aren't built to last more than 5 years, certainly. But at Comfort King, we still build them for people, for our community. We want them to last a long time, you know. And
you want them to last a long time at the same time.
Well, we know that if you're not getting good sleep, you know, it's a form of torture. You know, it can really do damage to you. Your brain, I think, is probably the number one organ that sleep benefits. And it can also, if you're not getting good sleep, it can do the most damage to your brain, because when you sleep, you know, you're processing stress hormones, you know, things like that. And, you know, a lot of people live stressful lives. And if you're not processing that stress hormone, one of the things that's going to happen when you wake up the next day, you're going to be more hungry, you're going to crave carbs, and you're probably going to consume more carbs, and you're going to gain weight. And I don't know if most people don't like gaining weight. Right,
and their doctors don't like them gaining weight either.
No, well, the doctors might, because they're going to get to see them more. But you don't want to be carrying around extra weight. And the great thing about sleep is that it's a easy way to burn fat and calories, is to sleep well. So sleep well, and you live well, and that's what we're about at Comfort King, helping people sleep better. That's why we have a lifetime comfort guarantee, because we know your needs are going to change over a 10 to 15-year period.
And don't be afraid to call you and tell you that.
You know, our customers aren't afraid to call us. We do comfort adjustments pretty regular. And it's not because our beds are breaking down. It's, you know, they're going to break down a little bit. Everything breaks down as you use it. But people's bodies change. I think that's...
At least you didn't say my body was breaking down, Chris.
We're all breaking down, right? I mean...
Day by day.
You don't see a lot of great players in the NFL over the age of 30. And that's because they can't recover. You know, our bodies have a hard time recovering. So as we get older, it's just a fact. And sleep is one of the key things to good health, certainly.
Chris Larson with Comfort King. If people need information, how's the best way to reach you?
Our website is comfortking.net. And if you want to do a little shopping around on there, we have all of our mattresses on there. Our prices are on there. There's no funny business. We show our prices to people. We don't hide that. And we bottom line price, so you're always going to get our best price. And we have little videos on how they're made. We have testimonials. You know, we've got some a lot of good information on there on the bedding industry. And, you know, we want to educate people. So
let's go back to the study itself. The study was released by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. The president of that group saying that the study is an important reminder that healthy sleep involves both the quantity and quality of sleep. Study involved 2,820 men. Sleep patterns were monitored over five nights. Then each was tested on functions which involve planning, decision-making, error correction, troubleshooting, and abstract thinking. It's an interesting study. It kind of fits what we've been saying here. It's just good business to get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, and these studies are important because we know we need sleep, but a lot of people have trouble getting sleep. And unfortunately, a lot of folks turn to drugs to help them sleep. And one of the most common drugs that's prescribed is Ambien. And I don't know if you saw this, but that Fort Hood shooter the other day, that's one of the things he was on, was Ambien. So I never encourage people to take pharmaceuticals to help them sleep better. Certainly not as a regular thing, as a long-term thing, because it can, you know, there's been a lot of bad stories about people under the influence of Ambien and just doing just insane things. And to think that it has no influence and impact, it does. So you want to have a natural life as much as possible. And, you know, doctors don't always prescribe natural healing and natural sleep, but sometimes it's easy just to say, here, take this pill, you'll sleep better. But that's not a long-term strategy for a healthy life. You want to sleep better with no additives into your body.
Chris Larson from Comfort King. Okay, we got somebody sitting out there at home. They're in Brandon or they're in Hartford, Del Rapids, East Sioux Falls. How do they start with you to get that bed that fits them?
Well, you just come in and, you know, our experience at Comfort King, the experience that you'll have is you won't deal with a commission salesperson because a lot of people dread going mattress shopping, and I don't blame them. You know, to me, a mattress salesman is worse than a used car salesman because a used car salesman, you can check their facts. You know, you can do car facts. You can check a car. You can go on the
internet. There's not mattress facts?
There's no mattress facts. There's a lot of mattress bamboozling going on. But a lot of times, a salesman will just tell you what he wants you to hear, you know, about what's inside the mattress. At Comfort King, we'll tell you exactly what's inside, what the benefits of these certain layers are, because that's what a mattress is. It's a series of components. That's what builds a good mattress. Not the skin on the outside. It's not just the fabric. You know, we're not just selling pretty rectangles. It matters what the foam density is. And when you come in, we'll explain those things to you, and you'll talk to people who build beds every day. We know what goes in there, and we'll just help you find the mattress that you want. We're not trying to sell you a particular style. We have 23 different models on the floor, so you got a lot to choose from.
You do. And from somebody that's had one for 3 months now, first time I'd changed mattresses in 15 years, I'm getting a good night's sleep.
Well, that's great. We love to hear that.
And I think the audience is learning as well that Comfort King's important. If not, just go to some of these studies and find out how important a good night's sleep is versus one that's not a good night's sleep.
Yeah, it can have, like this study showed, you can lose 5 years of life by having poor quality sleep. So it's especially important, like I say, as you get older, and you get over 30 and 40, that's when things start to just break down.
It's the factory. It's the difference. The Comfort King maker, Chris Larson, thanks for joining us, getting us a good night's sleep.
You have a great day.
When we come back, we're going to talk about an event for a family that lost their home in a fire. The best breakfast in South Dakota scheduled Sunday. All a part of it. It's your business. Tom Walsh, Mr. Burger King, Mr. Great Life, Mr. Change, joined us in the 10 o'clock hour. And while we've been working in this hour, they've added another state with golf courses to the Great Life program. We'll be talking with Tom about that. And some guy named Ovenden, and it's not Mark, who will be talking to us about fitness. I have to kind of suck it in a little bit and try to look like I'm halfway fit this morning. But one of the things that you should know is that I actually moonlight once a quarter as the Toastmaster for the St. George Knights of Columbus in Hartford, what's called the Best Breakfast in South Dakota. And this Sunday morning, it's a benefit for a family who just recently had a fire. And the Grand Knight, George Hamm, has joined me this morning. George, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Share with us what this is all about, the family and the breakfast itself, which is part of a free will offering.
Yes, Steve and Tammy Miles, on Ash Wednesday, their house burned down north of Montrose, and they're members of our parish. So we got together and decided that we would give them a benefit, I can't imagine the traumatic loss of losing your house and losing everything you own all in one fire. So we're trying to help that family out. It is a best, as you said, best breakfast in the state with sausage, bacon, ham, three different kinds of egg bakes, cheesy hash browns, French toast, pancakes, biscuits, sausage and gravy, toast, fruit cups, coffee, and juice. So we put on a heck of a spread. And it is a free will donation. All proceeds go to the Miles family. And that's just what the Knights of Columbus do. We help people out that are in need and need assistance.
It was a few years ago that you were sharing and the officers were sharing with other Knights councils across the state that you did a free will offering for breakfast. And they said, how can you make any money? And I think the best answer I heard was, it's faith and people will provide.
Exactly, Bill. People just step up. As our Knights step up to put this whole spread on, the people step up, and they know it's for a good cause, so they just open their pocketbooks and throw money in the kitty. They do an excellent job.
The breakfast is 8 to noon on Sunday, St. George Catholic Church. If you're coming in, it's exit 387. You just head north to the Catholic Church right beside the Miller Funeral Home branch that's out there. And really enjoy. Best time to come, if you're not in church at that time, is right around 8 to 8:30. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. 8 to 8:30 or 10 o'clock.
There you go. George Hamm, appreciate what you do as a Grand Knight and what the Knights are doing for the Miles family that had the fire on Ash Wednesday Eve. Appreciate you. We'll see you on Sunday. See if I can make a little toast.
You bet, Bill. Good. God bless.
God bless you, too. And if you can't get to the benefit breakfast in Hartford, let's see, Valentino's has a breakfast of their own. It's a brunch.
Yes,
John has joined
brunch,
us.
9 a.m.
41st and Willow, and that's always a good place to go. And if you can't figure out something, ask Joy about the strawberries and a little something to go with it, right?
That's right. She's the waffle princess.
She is. All right, it's a Fish Friday. We're still in Lent for a lot of people. People either can or can't eat meat. Those that can't, you take pretty good care of them.
Yeah, we have quite a selection here. Of course, we have our Fish Fry Friday today that the fish is just really excellent. But we also have about three different sauces they can put on their pastas. That is a non-meat item. Of course, we got fettuccine alfredo. We got our salad bar. Excuse me. We got three different pizzas. They really should try the spinach artichoke flatbread. It is excellent.
Well, and you certainly take care of people with their needs. And people, if they come in and they have a special need, all they have to do is tell you.
Yep. We do ask that they tell us at the register. And that way, they can tell us later. But if they tell us at the register when they come in, we can have it ready for them by the time they're ready to go to the pizza bar or the casserole area, because some of them like a vegetarian casserole, too, besides their pasta primavera.
And there are carryouts that you have, which, you know, until you and I sit down, I didn't know.
Yeah, we do have a really good, inexpensive carryout express lunch menu. There's 11 different selections from, and you need to make your combinations of pizzas, the pasta, salads, the soups, the breadsticks. And so there really is something truly good for everybody there, too. And most people tell us, you know, so much better than fast food. They say it's a great food fast.
You've used that before, haven't you? And you're just not a new restaurant that Jody Schwan listed as a new restaurant in Sioux Falls this morning.
No, we actually opened in November of 1990. So we've been a while.
Yes, you have. And you do good work, John. I know you take care of everybody meal by meal. Valentino's, 41st and Willow. We'll let you have a little time to work, and we'll talk to you just before you open the doors at 11.
Sounds good.
All right. We have Tom Walsh coming up. We're going to talk about some new additions just made. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for yours.